A good Boxing Day afternoon from me, Matt Stadland, and all of us here at LBC. 0345 60609 73 is the number to call. If you think I'm a hypocrite, if you think that as someone who eats more than my fair share of meat, I shouldn't dare oppose fox hunting. Or do you think it's okay to stand up against something that is described as a sport but actually involves the ripping apart of wild animals? And if you're surprised that this is back on the agenda, don't be, because it seems that many, many people are flouting the ban on fox hunting in this country. And what is the point of having a law if it isn't successfully enforced? Environmental groups appear to fear that the ban on fox hunting is simply being ignored as hunters are going about their biggest event of the year, this Boxing Day. It's a shame, I think, for our country to have a tradition that involves hunting animals for fun on one of the most special and sacred days of the year, don't you think? 0345 6060 973. I'm asking you whether Labour is right to promise to toughen up the ban on hunting with dogs in England and Wales, saying it will consult on actually jailing those people who are caught breaking the law. This matters. Why does it matter? Not just for the sake of the foxes, but also so that we can hold our heads up high and call ourselves something like, even if we don't take in the number of refugees that I think we should, as we were talking about in the last hour, something like a civilised society. If you want to join in on text, it's 84850. And if you want to tweet, it's at LBC. Since fox hunting was outlawed way back in 2004, and you'll remember it was brought in as a ban under the Tony Blair New Labour government, despite that huge protest by members of the Countryside Alliance and others, pursuit of live animals has been replaced by trail hunting, and that involves hounds and riders following a pre-laid scent like fox urine. But those in the know seem to think that this is being used as a cover for the sport, so-called, to continue, but just under another name. In reality, it seems that foxes are caught up and killed, and this is simply an excuse. 0345 60 60973 for your view. If you do feel that the countryside has been robbed of one of its great traditions, that it's time to put aside the ban, then I'll take your call. Of course I will. But I'm going to start with the co-founder of Action Against Fox Hunting, Pip Donovan, who joins me now. Pip, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You obviously will not be out fox hunting in any shape or form this weekend. Do you agree with my introduction that there are people who seem to be flouting this law and getting away with it scot-free?
Absolutely. If you have a Facebook page there and you go on to Devon County Hunts Ads, you can see a photograph of a fox that was killed about an hour ago by the Exford Hunt.
Would say, of course, I'm sure, that it was accidental.
Yes, I'm sure they will say that, but it's there for all to see, a photograph of it. So it's happened just now.
What needs to be done? Are you behind Labour on this? Do you think they're right to be toughening up, or they would be right to toughen up a ban on hunting with dogs if they were to come to power? Does this really matter when we're facing so many different issues in this country? Should we care about this?
That's a very good question, and it's something that we should consider in terms of what happened in the general election last year. If you remember, it popped up on the Conservative manifesto, and we did ask. I care very much about it. The fox hunters care very much about it. But is it really a big issue for this country? What was it doing on the manifesto at all?
Well, we know, don't we? And I think you're alluding to the fact that as well that Theresa May has declared her support for fox hunting. But she dropped it as a manifesto pledge in January, saying that there had been a clear message against it from the public.
Yes.
I mean, you see, the problem is that if you have a Prime Minister making it publicly known, and as you say, if it's indeed it was in the Tory manifesto, that basically the Tories would like to see a return of fox hunting, you can understand why people are given false courage to go out and pursue these activities against the law.
Absolutely. It comes down from on high. We don't really know, but my personal view, and it is only my personal view, shared by quite a few, it's corruption. And it was corruption that put it there on the manifesto in the first place. It shouldn't have been there. This country is facing other things.
Well, hang on. What do you mean by corruption?
Well, what we think, what most of us believe, is that the fox hunting is supported by many tiers of the establishment. I wouldn't like to say how far up it goes. I can only guess. But all I can say is the fox hunters do seem to lead some sort of a charmed life. When it goes to court, nothing much happens. When the police are actually present at a fox kill, again, nothing much happens. They're allowed to parade around in the middle of town centres on Boxing Day, yet they're criminals, and we know they're criminals. Why are they allowed to do that when we're not?
Why do you care so much about this?
Because it's so cruel.
But what about, for example, urban foxes, some of whom I imagine are rather mangy and ill-nourished, so I'm led to believe, maybe I'm wrong about that. But in other words, is this for you more about stopping people doing things that you don't like rather than actually loving and caring for the animals themselves?
From my point of view, it's about the animals. If there was an animal in need in urban areas or here in the country, I would help it. It doesn't matter to me where it is, and it also doesn't matter to me who it is who's doing the animal abuse. I will still object.
You don't think that Labour's totally out of touch here? Because
that's roughly
the position of the Countryside Alliance.
No, they're absolutely right. Labour are spot on. We need much tougher penalties for these criminal acts. At the moment, they just get a fine if they're convicted at all. Labour want a jail sentence up to 6 months, which is the same as any other type of wildlife crimes. For some reason, again, the fox hunters don't get that. We don't know why. There's lots of other things, though. There's enforcement issues. The fact that you need to be out there with them seeing what they do when they kill a fox. It needs to be seen. It needs to be videoed. You need evidence. Many times, if you go out monitoring and watching the hunts, they won't let you get anywhere near what they're doing, and they don't want you to see it. And the reason they don't want you to see it is because they're doing something that's illegal.
What would be your personal message to someone who today is donning their red jacket? And I've got experience of watching people on their horses in red jackets in the Welsh countryside, and yeah. I let the gentleman that I saw wearing that jacket know exactly what I thought. This was before the ban, way back when I was a teenager. But what would be your personal human, woman-to-man message? Leave government out of it for a second. Leave Labour policy out of it. How can you convince people to change from something that they've been doing for so many decades and indeed be beyond in the case of their ancestors?
I think humanity has moved on. I think we are far more compassionate now than we ever were. We see more than we ever did. I think social media, I know people complain about it, but it shows us far more than we ever knew. If you were actually down here seeing it, you'd see the cruelty of it. Humanity has moved on, and the huntsmen need to move on as well. The ban isn't going to go away. They need to adapt. They need to change. And there is another type of hunting they can do, which is so much better. They can do clean boot hunting. They can follow a person.
Well, look, I'm not sure about that bit. But
if you look it up, it's called clean boot hunting.
What I would say to you, and what I'd just ask you finally, is given that foxes will be quite legitimately and lawfully killed by shotguns up and down the country, by farmers who want to protect their chickens, why is fox hunting with dogs, why is that so particularly cruel? If you shoot a fox and it ends up lame, then in a way that might be more cruel than a speedy death being ripped apart by hounds.
It's not a speedy death. People say it's a speedy death. I think there was some phrase used a few years back, something about a nip to the back of the neck. If you saw it, you would know that that isn't right. And the Act is actually prohibiting the pursuit of foxes by one or more dog. It's the pursuit. There was an occasion a few years back when a fox was chased for something like 3 hours.
And that's the torture. That's what's so particularly miserable.
It was appalling. It went to ground 5 times. The fox was dug out 5 times and put back in front of the hounds 5 times. And then ripped to shreds.
All right, Pip. Thank you so much. That's Pip Donovan, who's co-founder of Action Against Fox Hunting. Do you agree with her? Do you agree with what it seems Labour would like? And that is for custodial sentences to come in as part of the enforcement of the ban against fox hunting. 03456060973. To my mind, this does cut quite close to the heart of what sort of a country we are. What does Karen in West Wickham think? Karen, hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm very much for foxes, and while I was waiting and listening to Pip, I suddenly thought there's more victims for this. There's been so many hounds killed during a hunt. They've strayed onto A roads, railway lines, what have you. And again, on Facebook, it has been, you know, publicised of the hunt where a hound got killed. The guy just picks it by the scruff, dead body. It's, you know, there's so much cruelty, not only for the fox. Also, Pip is right. It's the chase. It's the fear in the fox. I've hand-raised a fox since he was 4 weeks old. I deal with wildlife from my home. And he was abandoned. He had hydrocephalus and blindness. But he lives happily, permanently in my garden, hangs out with my cats. People comment in towns, you know, there's too many foxes. There's not. The average age they live till is around about 18 months, which is nothing. Occasionally,
what happens to them? Why do they perish after a year and a half? That's rather sad.
It's this summer, a lot of cubs died because it was so hot, there was no water. Also, if they have disabilities like my fox had, they do get abandoned and subsequently die. They're also females, it's breeding season, December and January, so they're fertile for only 3 days in a year. And that's when they travel quite around, you know, looking for as many male foxes as possible to do the business with. A lot of them then run straight into the road and obviously get run over. And also the boys do, because they're then chasing the girls all excited. Bang, they die as well. So it is a combination of our seasons, lack of being able to breed for longer than 3 days, you know.
But Karen, given that the... You think just how many animals suffer in this country at the hands of people, in the palates of people like me, who eat meat, who eat all sorts of meat. Yeah. I try to take care of the provenance, but it's not always possible. And I just wonder whether this is a side story, that what we should be focusing on as a country is reducing our meat intake rather than worrying whether people get sent to prison or not after hunting hounds illegally.
But it's the cruelness of it.
So it's about the people or the foxes, really, for you? It's punishing people for indulging in cruelty, or is it about the suffering of the fox in that specific type of way?
It's both. I'm very much for, I don't want to change the subject, but badgers. It's been proven they don't spread the diseases that they all thought, you know, the TB that they all thought they did, and tens, you know, hundreds of thousands of them being killed because it's an urban myth. They are carriers of diseases. They're not. You know, and just because you eat meat doesn't mean that you can't care.
All right, Karen, I'm with you on that. Karen, thank you in West Wickham. I wonder, given Labour says that it wants to toughen up the ban on fox hunting, which, of course, it was responsible for in the first place with that Hunting Act of 2004, Labour's 2004 Hunting Act, does that make you think that they're simply the metropolitan elite, the party of the metropolitan elite, out of touch with people who live in the country? Or are you full square behind them? What's your reaction when you see a Labour pledge like this? And is it understandable that so many people seem to flout the law of the land when the Prime Minister made perfectly clear that she's in favour of fox hunting? And indeed, it was the idea of parliamentary time being given to this as a subject was in the Tory party manifesto. No longer Theresa May dropping that after accepting that the public had spoken and sent a clear message against it. How do you make sense of it? 0345 6060973. I wonder whether a custodial sentence is going a little bit too far. But if you can't enforce the law, what's the point of that same law? This is Matt Stadner with you on Boxing Day afternoon. The time now on LBC is about 18 minutes past four.